Hear, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. He reigns, He rules in our affairs, in the affairs of our lives. We give you the glory, we exalt and appreciate you. We enter your gate with thanksgiving in our heart and your court with praise. We say you are good. We say you are faithful. We appreciate you. Without you in our lives, we are nothing. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you because of who you are. We thank you for you in our lives. We thank you for you in the affairs of our lives. We thank you for you in our journey so far. We thank you because you have been the strength of our life. You've been our shield and our buckler. We thank you because you have been the friend that stood closer to us than anyone. We thank you because you love us with an endless love. We are so grateful. We appreciate you because you are kind. We thank you because you are great. Great is your faithfulness, O God, in our lives. Lord, we are grateful for everything. We call you faithful. Oh, thank you because you are the reason why we are living. You are the reason we are standing. You are the reason our hope is sure. Lord, we exalt you. We give you all the glory for today, the 24th day in the month of April 2026. Your grace has kept us. Your mercy has kept us. We are so grateful for everything. We recognize your great power in our lives. We recognize your love. We recognize the journey so far that it has been you, O God, in all. And we lay it to heart to bring our thanksgiving to you this morning. And we say, thank you, Jesus. We exalt you for all you have done, for what you are doing, and for what you are going to do, for the hope that we have in you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Thursday, the 24th day in the month of April 2026. I want us to make these words of declarations with me. The Lord, your word is a lamp unto my feet to lighten my path as I go today. In the name of Jesus Christ, your word lighten every darkness that has been said ahead of me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I walk in the consciousness of your word. I do not walk in darkness. I walk in the light of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord straighten every crookedness on my journey today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am help of the Lord. I will be strengthened by the Lord. I will be energized by the word of the Lord. The Lord gives me wisdom, opens my eyes to that which I need to know for my freedom. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be helpless. In the name of Jesus Christ, my journey today will not be in the journey of ignorance. It will not be in the journey of helplessness, because the help of the Lord has come for me. The help of the Lord is helping me, strengthening me. He's strengthening me from my inner man to my outward being. In the name of Jesus Christ, my seat is not in the corner of death. My seat is in the seat of help, wisdom, and greatness breaking forth on all sides. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am renewed from my inner man. In the name of Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord opens my eyes to the words he has said concerning my life, and I walk in the reality, and testimonies is my portion. Testimonies will be my daily words. In the name of Jesus Christ, because I am a transformed person, the word of the Lord transforms me. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything that God has said concerning me today will come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ, nothing will prevent it. I activate it in the name of Jesus Christ, and it is my portion. It becomes my reality. It becomes the reality of my families. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with me. In Jesus' name, I say amen to every of his word concerning my life today. I begin to receive them, and they become my testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, once again, today is the 24th day in the month of April, Friday 2026. We are grateful for what God has done for us. We are going into the word of God today, and our word for the month of April is titled The Word of God, John chapter 8 verse 32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The word of God is the truth. I would like to start with this. What is the importance of a weapon when the value is not known, appreciated, or used? It becomes useless to the person. It becomes weighty. It becomes heavy. It becomes restrictive. It becomes a burden. So whenever the importance of a weapon is not used, it becomes a burden. It loses its value in the eyes of the person holding it. Brethren, I want us to know that God has given us a weapon. Today is the fourth day where we have been treating the word of God as a weapon. I want you to know that the weapon that God has given to us is the word of God, and the word of God can be activated with our mouths. The channel we need to use in activating this weapon that has been given to us is in our mouth and is in our hearts. Romans chapter 10 verse 10 says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So this word has been given to us. We need our mouth to openly confess it, either openly or secretly. All we need to do is to confess it into salvation. And our heart is meant for us to believe, and we can even say it in our hearts. Believing it, saying it in our heart, and confessing it with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Confessing the word of God is the channel God has given to us to use that weapon that he has given to us. The word of God is truth to set us free. John 8:32. And he has given us the medium for usage, and the medium of usage is closer to you. You have your mouth to say it. You don't need someone else's mouth to say it for you. Open your mouth to say it. Say it with your mouth. That is the medium that God has given to us. Anytime we use this medium, that is our mouth and our heart, it helps in renewing our mind. When we have a weapon and we don't use it in renew our mind, it becomes useless. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, stop imitating the deeds. Stop imitating the ideas, the opinions of the culture around you. But be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit. The word of God transforms our life by the Holy Spirit through total reformation of how we think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, staying perfect in his eyes. Like we've heard, the word of God is living, is active, and is sharper. We need it in renewing our mind. The moment we renew our mind, when we daily renew our mind, we receive victory. That is the weapon we use in conquering the devil. We use in silencing every word that is standing contrary to the word of God over our life. The word of God is a weapon for our mind renewal. Please don't forget it. Every day our mind needs to be renewed by the word of God. Ignorance is not an excuse. If you don't know the value of the word of God, you will never use it. And what you don't use, you will not appreciate it. If you don't appreciate and keep running your life on your own, you live a life full of emptiness. And emptiness turns to burden. It becomes a weight. And it causes lack of strength. If you don't use the word of God as often as you are, as you need to, it crashes the mind. A mind that is void of the word of God faces chaos, falls into one problem or the other, and at the end it crashes. A life without Christ is shattered dreams. It shatters us. A life that is void of renewal by the word of God gets shattered, gets injured, injuries here and there. God never gave us a weapon to weigh us down. He never gave us this word of God to weigh us down. No. He gave us this word to make use of it and to make us win individually, in as much as we are ready to use the word of God. He gave us this mind renewer. He gave us this word of God for our mind renewer so that we can be healthy and live a fulfilling life. Today, I'll be asking you this question. And the question is, I will not ask if you have the weapon. I will not ask you, because we have the word of God around us everywhere. But the question I'll be asking is that, do you know the value of the weapon? Do you know the value of the word of God? And are you willing to use it? Do you know the value? Do you appreciate it? And are you willing to use it? It is in our readiness. It is in valuing it, being ready to use it. That is when we enjoy the value of the weapon. Remember, abuse is inevitable when the value of a thing is not known. So make effort in knowing the word of God to renew your mind. If you want your life to be stable, renew your mind in the word of God. If you want your mind to be strengthened, renew your mind in the word of God. If you need strength from your inner mind, renew your mind in the word of God. It is the word of God that makes us sane in the world full of chaos, in the world full of noises, in the world of helplessness. Without the word of God, I don't think we can stand straight, because we'll just be falling and falling. So remember, when you don't value a thing, when you don't know a thing, you will abuse it. I pray we'll not be among those that will not value the word of God for our lives in Jesus' name. As we'll be rounding off because of time and space, I want us to know that taking the word of God is the action we need. Using it with our mouth and in our heart, it's what is profitable to us. The word of God is the sword of the spirit which we need in the journey of our individual lives. Start using it for your mind renewal. You don't need to know how it works or how it will work. that is not your business. All you need to do is the word is in your mouth. Use it to renew your mind. Use it to silence every word contrary to the will of God for your life. Use it to blot out every handwriting that's been written against your life. Use it to wage war against every noise, every chaotic noise in your mind. Use it as your anchor to keep you moving in the journey of your life. Without you renewing your mind on a daily basis, chaos of this world will silence you. And I pray in the name of Jesus, we will not be silenced in the name of Jesus. We will stand on our feet. We will use this weapon that God has given to us, and we will use our mouth. We will receive the strength to use our mouths and to use our hearts in activating the word of God with faith in our hearts in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. I want to remind us that the coming of the Lord is at hand. It is not by works, but it is by renewing our mind that strengthens us and keep us moving, keep us fit for this eternal home. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not miss it in Jesus' name. The word that God has given to us as a weapon will keep us moving strong and strengthened from our inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want to use this medium to remind us that next week, Thursday, is our program. We'll be celebrating the faithfulness of God in our lives. For the past 6 years, the journey has not been rosy, but His grace has kept us. We're expecting us to come and join us as we come together to appreciate God for His faithfulness in our life for this podcast over the past 6 years. And the venue is still our place of fellowship at Oluwadlamilare Garden, beside National Open University, close to Tafo Areda, along Songwele Ele Road. We'll be expecting you. And as we come together to appreciate God, the Lord will open our hearts and open our eyes to see more of the weapon He has readily released to us to use it for our victories in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. We will not lack the strength we need to use the weapon for our individual lives in Jesus' name. It is well with us. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.